Welcome back. You're here with David Faisal on QR Calgary and More Than Money. What is it that, let me say this. Remember when the cell phone came out?
Yep.
Okay. It was a nice to have, but it eventually became, I can't do without.
Yeah, necessity.
As a necessity. There's a new necessity that Canadians have right now.
Breaking news from Popwitch Carmelli Advisory Group and on More Than Money. Here it is. Maslow's hierarchy of needs has changed. It's no longer just food, clothing, and shelter, and a cell phone. It's also travel and entertainment. This is a non-negotiable. Let me tell you where I got that word from,
yep.
Okay? Non-negotiable in my family was a word that my sister would use when she was explaining to her kids that you have to have your vegetables. They're non-negotiable. You're right. Going to eat them. So get ready when you're starting to plan for retirement, and those of our peers in the industry, do not assume that entertainment and travel is a nice to have.
A discretionary spending.
It's no longer discretionary.
No.
It is a primary need of people approaching and living in retirement. It's now a done deal. You heard it here first. Check all the data out there now. Check out every single credit card that's being promoted. It's all about travel.
It's all about travel.
It's all about entertainment. It's all about dining, fine dining. It's all happening out there. Get ready for this. A big change happening in what you need in retirement is not as accurate as what the financial industry is talking about, because reality is not saying that same thing.
Yeah. You know, it was interesting because anecdotally, when we talk to people, and we do this all day long, every day with a very big team of people, and travel is almost always part of the conversation, Faisal. And then when it's not part of the conversation, you know, we always dig in. Well, where's your travel component? Oh, I don't travel. Well, do you have a mother or father or family out of the city? Yeah, I go see them. Wait a second. Right? Like, it just...
Is that part of your budget? No, not really. Well...
Right, right. I mean, travel and the entertainment part too.
Right.
Right.
And so, and does every Canadian have spend money on travel and entertainment? To some degree, yes. If you want to combine those two headings into one, is it a large percentage of their budget? It varies from family
sure,
to family.
Of course.
But what we're seeing, and if you look at the data, and where did I get some of this data from? If you look at what credit card spending is on, what are people buying? Yeah, food, clothing. They may be using their credit card to pay for rent and so forth, or that's for
utilities, sure. Whatever.
Yep. Your cell phone bill.
Yeah.
It's on your credit card.
Yeah.
But regularly, every single year, entertainment and travel are the biggest item after food, clothing, and shelter.
Right. Now, did that change after the pandemic? Because I'm not sure we would have said that before the pandemic.
Let's break it down into two different demographics. Let's call them the boomers.
Yeah.
There was a big ramp up. I call it the catch-up phase.
Yeah.
I missed so many years of not traveling. This was not part of the pandemic was not part of my plan. So I'm going.
Yep.
Okay. So that's the catch-up phase. The other generation, the next generation of the future retirees in this country, have always said it's part of the staple of their fabric within their family. They will cut spending on a car, renovations to a home, maybe buying a property, big ticket items.
Right.
They will sacrifice that. If you say, what did you sacrifice because of the pandemic, or in the light that you may think inflation, recession, political turmoil, any of these things, what are you preparing to cut? I'm not going to buy any big ticket items. Got you.
Right.
But you're going to cut your travel spending and your entertainment?
No.
Hell no.
No. So is it, you think it's in part this move that we've seen post-pandemic where we've moved away from stuff to experience?
I think the experience of items of a product or of a service has evolved over time. And yes, people still buy stuff, but they want an experience around it.
Right.
And so that's been happening with this next gen, right? Gen X. That is part of that group. That's just part of their fiber. So it's becoming they're now getting into the highest income earning years of their lives.
Right.
Many of them have become empty nesters now,
yep.
mortgage free. So here we go. Let's spend that money on that.
For sure. And you got to remember there's a couple other things going on. Like I would say my parents' generation, for them, travel was irregular and pretty special, right? I mean, the industry wasn't.
Yeah, they called that a vacation.
Yeah, but it didn't. But it didn't even happen that often. Like a vacation, if you ask somebody today, yeah, you take one or two of those every single year. That wasn't the case my parents' generation, right? Right. Our generation,
you and I are in different generations.
Well, that's
you're
right.
Way older than I am. So, don't love me.
All right,
you.
But you're at the tail end of it. Yeah. So fair enough. But I would say that they were a part of our regular life. And I would say for our kids, it's even more a regular part of life. So I can see that transition happen, right? That people, oh yeah, that's just the way you live. Now we got this other transition that's taking place that's going to influence discretionary spending too.
Okay.
Right? Which is you've got the baby boomers moving through retirement, and that last phase of retirement is transitioning assets to the next generation.
Correct.
And often when we see that wealth transfer take place, right, that money gets focused on discretionary spending. Things like trips, experiences, things they wouldn't otherwise necessarily buy.
Here's my problem with this whole wealth transitions happening to the next generation. It's not evenly distributed.
100%.
So when they say, and I'm going to make up a number, $3 trillion is moving from the boomers to the next generation in wealth transfer, it's not going to everybody.
Correct.
The top 10% of boomers are passing on wealth to the top 10% next gen.
That's fair.
It's just where it's going to happen.
Yep.
Now, the top 10% next gen have already got a wealth lifestyle, or they've got a financial lifestyle that says, if I'm going to get more money, I'm just going to do more stuff with it. I'm going to do more experiences. They're not looking at paying down debt and so forth. The concept that, oh, we're going to just move money from one generation to the next and everybody's going to benefit from that, meaning everybody's going to get money. Not true.
No, you're right about that, but it's broader than I think the top 10%. It is broader than that. And it's a windfall. Right. This is, we right. see it all the time.
It could be a price of the house that your parents lived in.
That's right.
That's been sold. And now you have a portion of that. Keep in mind, the boomer generation had greater than 2 to 3 children on average.
Right.
Okay. So now you're taking that asset. Let's call it $1 million home in Toronto.
Yeah.
That's an average price home.
Sure.
Mom and dad pass away. That's the only assets left.
Yep.
Now you're getting $500,000 to each child. That's a windfall.
That's a windfall.
And what are they going to spend their money on? Now, many of them also have a whole bunch of debt.
Yeah, except that we know that it won't likely all go to pay down debt, right? It's interesting. Yeah. Now, everybody's different. Right. These are just general statements, just general of course. Statements. Yeah, of course. But it is an interesting a transition that's coming up.
And so when you're planning, sorry, if we're cutting you off, when you're planning for retirement, as retirement transition specialists, we know when people say, here's my basic cost of living, here's my discretionary, and we just move stuff over from the discretionary item to the basic necessities, and travel and entertainment are now part of it.
Right.
That's where you have to think about it. Now, does your savings support that lifestyle on a basic level?
Right.
Versus, well, you're just not going to go on any trips. That sounds like a great retirement. You're not going to have any entertainment. That sounds like a great retirement. No, those are staples. It's part of your plan. Keep it in there.
Okay. I think that's really interesting stuff. It's an interesting, it shows you how things evolve and change and how your planning better evolve and change.
It makes it more complex.
It does make it more complex.
Because travel is not a monthly expense like a cell phone bill.
Right.
It is lump sum withdrawals. Timing, tax, all the issues. How do you invest in that? How do you keep that going for the long term is going to be a problem. That's what we're going to talk about at our upcoming seminar on all of these issues on Tuesday, October 29th, 7 p.m. live at the Hamptons Golf and Country Club. You need to register for this. So go to morethanmoneyradio.com.
On behalf of Faisal and myself, Dave, thanks for joining us for another edition of More Than Money on QR Calgary.
David Popowich and Faisal Karmali are portfolio managers and investment advisors with CIBC Wood Gundy and Calgary. The views of David Popowich and Faisal Karmali do not necessarily reflect those of CIBC World Markets Inc. Clients are advised to seek advice regarding their particular circumstances from their personal tax and legal advisors. If you are currently a CIBC Wood Gundy client, please contact your investment advisor. CIBC Private Wealth consists of services provided by CIBC and certain of its subsidiaries, including CIBC Wood Gundy, a division of CIBC World Markets Inc.